The day that we came to the camp in the foothills, I found I could finally breathe. The guards were unarmed and the food that they served us was filling and warm and reprieve. We'd all tried to get there, but I was successful through dumb luck and cunning and pride. We fought Jesus Cedar with chainsaws and axes, just grateful to feel alive. While doing time for breaking and entering unoccupied houses alone, I thought of my brother, he must have been worried. But I couldn't stay in that home. When they got up to me, I was an expert at taking precautions, but still, each time you wake up to an empty cupboard and sunlight on the windowsill, I took off my name like a piece of old clothing, thinking the trail was gone. They found me anyway, prison was taxing. I tried to stay quiet but strong. Well, I did time for breaking and entering unoccupied houses alone. I thought of my brother, he must have been worried. But I couldn't stay in that home. I met an old inmate that they called John Leonard, and he scared the hell out of me. Only found out what he'd done some years after I managed to get myself free. But I recall just how he stared at the desert like something that failed to burn. He told me what I could do on good behavior, all the work hours I'd had. That's how I ended up at Jesus Cedar, severing fire from fuel. We sweat through our fireproof uniforms quickly, losing the grip on our tools. I think about John peering out at the desert and whether or not he's insane. I dream of when I'll get back down to the ocean, surfing alone in the rain.